Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists, Chris Smith and Kat Arney. In part one, we found out how DNA is packaged into chromosomes within the nucleus of our cells. So Kat, what happens to the chromosomes when a cell needs to divide?
Normally, cells divide using a process called mitosis. This is essential for life as it allows our bodies to grow, heal and repair themselves, as well as replacing worn-out cells as they die. The end result of mitosis is the formation of two new identical daughter cells from one original cell.
And how does it work?
During mitosis, a cell first has to make an exact copy of all its DNA in the form of chromosomes. It's important that this is done correctly, as any mistakes will get passed on to the new cells and could cause problems, which could be very serious. Then the copied chromosomes line up along the middle of the cell.
And then what happens?
Well, the next bit's really dramatic. Microscopic protein scaffolding within the cell pulls on each side of the chromosomes until they pull apart, and a copy of each chromosome goes to each side of the cell. Then the cell splits down the middle and you have two new cells, each containing an exact copy of the DNA from the original cell.
Now, we all know that babies are made when a female egg cell is fertilised by a male sperm cell, but how do we actually make those eggs and sperm in the first place?
That's a good question, because eggs and sperm each contain half the genetic information that's needed to make a whole body cell. Essentially, they have 23 single chromosomes instead of 23 pairs. Once the egg and sperm come together during fertilisation, the new cell they create then multiplies over and over again by mitosis to create the millions of cells needed to make a baby. Scientists call eggs and sperm haploid cells, while most of the cells in our body are diploid.
And how does this halving actually occur?
Well, it's all down to a process called meiosis, which is similar to mitosis, but has a few crucial differences. Meiosis only happens in your reproductive organs. In the male, sperm cells are made in the testes, while in female, eggs are made in the ovaries.
So what actually happens during this process of meiosis?
Well, it starts off the same as mitosis. The cell has to make an exact copy of all its DNA, all 23 pairs of chromosomes. But instead of all the chromosomes lining up singly along the middle of the cell, as in mitosis, during meiosis, each matching pair lines up together.
And what do they do then?
Next, one of each pair gets separated into a new cell, so you have two cells, each containing one of each chromosome pair. But don't forget that each individual chromosome was also copied right back at the start, so the next step is for these individual chromosomes to line up along the middle of the cell and split apart, as in mitosis.
And what do you get at the end of that?
You're going to end up with four cells, each containing half the amount of DNA found in normal body cells, and they're going to contain a random selection from each pair of chromosomes. This is different from mitosis, where you get two identical cells, each with a full set of DNA.